Welcome to Beyond Our Walls, a podcast from Fellowship Bible Church dedicated to helping you engage your world as you help others follow Jesus. Join us as we hear inspiring stories of gospel transformation from our partners and missionaries. Here's your host, Jeff Geip.
Today, we're thrilled to be recording our podcast live in front of the dedicated staff of Fellowship Bible Church in Brentwood, Tennessee. Let's hear it from everyone here. We're shifting gears today, transitioning from our usual global outlook to something closer to home as we welcome two extraordinary guests, Janice Minucci and Margaret Jane Strzelecki. They are representing Path United in Franklin, Tennessee. I was able to visit with them not long ago. It's a wonderful ministry. They're going to unveil to us the exciting opportunities for Fellowship Bible Church to impact their local community in a meaningful way. Janice, Margaret Jane, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're excited.
So good, yes. So Margaret Jane, let's start with you. Sure. Could you share just a little bit about who you are and how you got involved with Path United and really what Path United is all about?
Sure. I'm married. I have three boys. And I've lived in Franklin most of my life. I spent 10 years in Texas, but most of my life here in Franklin. And I got involved with Path United because my church did. And so my husband actually is an original volunteer. He's been volunteering there since the day the program opened. Our church partnered to start Path United. And then where the kids go to school is where my husband is a teacher and where my own three boys go to school. So we were already kind of a part of the community without living in the community. So that's kind of how I got involved. So a little bit about what it is. We work in Franklin Estates. It's a mobile home park in downtown Franklin. It's primarily first and second generation immigrant community. We serve 104 students, kindergarten through 12th grade. They're inside the mobile home park. We have a community center there in the mobile home park. Our program has kind of three parts. One part is kindergarten through 8th grade. The kids visit us one afternoon a week for programming. It's primarily social and emotional programming. There's always a Bible story component. And then our staff meets with our kids one day a week at school for school lunch groups. And so that happens weekly. Monthly, we do home visits in the community, meeting with their families. And then quarterly, we take them on adventure experiences. Our high school students looks a lot different. It's more kind of event-based. We don't have that regular programming. But yeah, that's kind of what Path is in a nutshell.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And so how long has Path United been established here in Franklin?
Sure. So Path United started in 2009 in Georgia in a place called Gwinnett Estates, so a mobile home park there. And then the property manager here in Franklin heard about the program. The same company owns Franklin Estates that owns Gwinnett Estates. So Path started here in 2012. So it's been going since then. I came on at 2016.
Very good. Janice Minucci, I don't know if you know this, but Janice and her husband, Steve, were like the first couple we met coming to Fellowship Bible Church almost 4 years ago.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and yeah. Steve and I hung out a little bit, had some coffee together, and what a wonderful couple. You've been serving through Fellowship for the entire time that I've known you. So how did you get connected with Margaret Jane?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'll say God first, you know, God orchestrates these things. And it's interesting because married to Steve, we've been here in Franklin for 18 years. I have three daughters. So I always love to be around moms of sons. How I really got connected, it was literally a Kroger parking lot conversation. Mm. That's really how simple, simplistically, God can work sometimes. And I was catching up with a friend in the parking lot that I had not seen in quite a few years. We both worked with children at the time, and we talked a little bit about what we do after work. And she had mentioned that she tutored math students at a local organization, and it was intriguing to me. But in my mind, I'm like, I don't tutor math. I'm not a math person. But it was intriguing, and I listened to her, and we kind of, that was it. And I was like, that's awesome. That's wonderful that you do that. And then we parted ways. And I can say that I do love children. I mean, I volunteer and have worked with children for years. And you know when the Holy Spirit starts tugging on your heart and he starts prodding you and elbowing you, that you can either choose to take a step in or you can kind of hold on to it for a while. But I chose to kind of take a step in and text her to ask her who specifically she was volunteering with, which led me to Margaret Jane. And so at that point, I contacted Margaret Jane, and as you can tell, she is very passionate about these families and these children and this ministry, and it's contagious. I mean, really, it made me immediately want to step in and find this place literally in my backyard that I had no idea existed. And I've been in Franklin for 18 years. So that was really the connection.
That's amazing. When I went to visit you, I was really surprised to learn that Sandy Butters McKean
right.
serves there.
Yeah.
Is she everywhere?
Yeah.
I mean, is she... She's like omnipresent. I don't know how she does what she does.
That's actually how I met Sandy.
Is
at
it really?
Path, yes.
Wow.
Can I tell a brief story about Sandy?
Sure.
Okay. No, this is really cool when you talk about how God works and things. Who I was in high school is not a person that would have done this job. And I had the opportunity to go on a mission trip to Peru with Miss Sandy at a different church. I mean, that changed the trajectory of my life. I was an educator before I did this, and so got me really interested in teaching immigrant populations, which led me here, all the things. And so when I met someone who knew Sandy, I was like, do you mean Sandy Butters? Like, we made that connection. And so the fact that she now volunteers with me in a place that I wouldn't have been without her is really cool. Yeah. I mean, that is like only God does those kind of things for
yeah,
sure.
That is very cool.
So we just did a podcast with Sandy and Matt yesterday, and
that's
she's
awesome.
Just an outstanding country champion. Mm. It's actually watching her and the others that I'm like, wow, there's so much to learn from them. And so Janice, you are a community champion. What does that mean to you? When I use those words.
You know, I mean, who doesn't want to be a champion, right?
Yeah.
Seriously, you want to be a champion. So, I mean, it's a privilege to think about being a champion for the community that you walk around in and live in mm-hmm. on a daily basis. I mean, it's just a privilege. And I think about, too, I'm kind of big on missions. It's been something that in workplaces that I have that's kind of been drilled into me and we've worked through. And I do think about, I have this, you know, this mission statement of fellowships and being a member of, we don't take being a member of church lightly at all and what church we're involved in and that it's pointing people to Jesus. And when I think about the mission being a community, there's the word right there, mm-hmm. of people who follow Jesus with our whole heart and help others do the same. There's so many words in there that I think about partnering and being a community champion in terms of community, people, Jesus, helping other do the same with your whole heart in it. So I look at this opportunity. I mean, I just love PATH. It's 3 years later and I'm not doing math, which is great. But if I need to do math, I ask the kids now. They help me, which is wonderful. And I don't speak Spanish either. So they have taught me words and I have learned from them. So that's an awesome thing about a community partnership. But what I really see it as is literally a linking of arms to be an advocate between fellowship, the people of fellowship, and PATH United, Margaret Jane, and the children and the families to help build a relationship there, to want to follow Jesus, to see Jesus. One of the goals and the missions of, and you might talk about this, mm-hmm. of PATH is for those children to know that Jesus loves them. Mm-hmm. So like I get to partner in that with fellowship and with Margaret Jane and just to link in terms of communications and just to help people even at fellowship that might not be aware that this PATH exists right in our own backyard to walk them through that and help them engage and get involved. So it's a privilege. It's truly a privilege on both sides to be able to link
yeah,
in there.
That's awesome. Margaret Jane, when I came and visited, one of the things that moved me was reading the Bible stories and then having Sandy translate into Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm
mm-hmm.
just like, oh, this is so beautiful. Here we are, Franklin, Tennessee, and we see this full immersion of two different cultures coming mm-hmm. to do, but finding unity in Christ. And it's such a beautiful thing, and I'm so thankful for that. What are some specific needs or challenges that the local community has there that would give us serving opportunities?
Sure. So in general, we find some of the biggest challenges that the community needs, and our kids in particular, is they are lacking connections and an understanding of processes. And so that is something we hear a lot. Of course, we do have some food insecurity, or we do have things like that. But really, more than that is understanding how to navigate a system or how to navigate a process is something that our parents lack. And for our students, it's connections. In fact, Janice and I have been talking a lot. We have a student who is graduating this year and trying to find her good connections for where she wants to go to school and finding those opportunities for people to connect with outside of their community to be able to broaden their vision. So just to give you an idea, when we started PATH, when it started in 2009, the goal was high school graduation. They're in Gwinnett Estates. No one knew someone who had graduated high school, so they said, we need to make sure kids are graduating high school. It was a tutoring program. We tutored. We did homework. But over time, seeing kids graduate and graduate high school, which is good, that's important, but realizing they still weren't flourishing into adulthood. And so we really shifted our focus less from graduating high school, but making it bigger, like to flourish into adulthood and live out the calling that God has for them. And so to me, success looks like choice and being able to really listen to God's call and how God's made them and being able to step into that as they get into adulthood. So one of the big pieces to that is a vision for their future. And that's an area that we spend a lot of time talking about because our kids typically have narrow visions for what their future can look like. And that's where that connection piece comes in, being able to connect with people doing jobs that they maybe didn't even know existed or pursuing degrees in a university when they think, I don't belong on a university campus. And so those are areas sometimes people take for granted that they might have information that our kids need. And that's truly an area where you can be useful in our community. So kind of the basic volunteer opportunity is what Miss Janice does, is being a weekly volunteer. And sometimes people will say like, oh, I don't have special skills, or I'm not a teacher or whatever. Honestly, like, it's about loving our kids. Miss Janice, as you know, she already mentioned that she's a girl mom, but we have this group of kids has turned out to be almost all boys. It's just kind of this weird thing. So she has committed to learning about Pokemon. She has learned about video games. She has learned about soccer. And all she does is she cares. She listens. And that's what our kids need. And that is contributing to their flourishing by knowing that there is one more adult that wants to invest in them, that wants to tell them that God loves them and God has a plan for them. And so there are other opportunities too, kind of more one-off opportunities. And the best way is either to connect to Janice or to me. We always need snacks. We have other kind of periodic needs like that. Does that answer your question? I don't know if I'm answering it well.
No, you answered it very well. You'd said something earlier that really caught my attention, okay. But I'm hesitant to ask because it might make me look carnal. But you brought up tamales and tres leches.
Yeah,
What is that about? And when is that going to happen?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. That is a
good question. Glad you asked. Okay. So I will tell you how this came about. We're an organization that needs donations, right? So we have fundraisers. We do these things. However, and kind of at the core of what we are, it's about doing things with families and with the community. And so we do all of this stuff with families except raise money, which we do over here. And so we started thinking, what does it look like to involve our neighborhood in the fundraising process? We also wanted to say a lot of our kids, as they grow, they start to feel uncomfortable or ashamed even that they live in a trailer park. Yet we know that it is a beautiful, thriving community. And so we thought, what does it look like to help our kids take pride in their community and what they have to offer? The idea of the fundraising fiesta was born. In May, we have a huge party in the park where we are. So in Franklin Estates, where we are, is right next to this beautiful open green space. And so our families cook for that. So last year we sold 200 tamales and we sold out like in the first hour. So we are having 400 tamales this time.
Oh, that's great.
So our moms make tamales. We have a couple of dads that help making chicken fajitas like on the plancha. And then there won't be tres leches there.
But I might be able to work that out.
Yeah, okay, we might be able to help you out with that. But it's really fun. And I remember last year, it also involved our students in volunteering. They're serving the food and they're doing things like that. And so it's really exciting for them to have a goal goal. So the first year, they were like, Miss Margaret Jane, what's our goal? And I said, well, my goal for this was for us to all work together towards a common good. And they were like, no, but how much money do you want to make? Like, they were so not interested in my feel good goal. And so they love that part. But last year, it was beautiful to see. We had at least 50% of people from outside the Franklin Estates community attend. The kids were like, Miss Margaret Jane, there's so many white people here. It was so great. I was like, I know. I said, and do you know that several of them asked me if they could come back next Friday? Like, they love it. And so it was really neat to see that and raise money and do it. It checks all of our boxes and it's great food and stuff like that.
And so that's what I get on a weekly basis. Maybe not the tamales every week, but I do get the tres leches because I will have to say that idea of the families being involved and the children, and they are proud of their culture and heritage. I mean, it's a beautiful thing, and they want to share it. That on a weekly basis, there's occasionally a program that we're working through about what do you love? What are your passions with the kids? And how do you share that with others? And naturally, food becomes a big part of that. And so the children, it was a few weeks back, the children's families brought for the volunteers all this food. I mean, there was, like I said, this is where the tres leches cake came in because Alan's mom can bake. Let me tell you, Giovanni's mom can make tamales. Luis's mom can make enchiladas. Lexi's mom, she wanted pasta there and butter. So, you know, it runs the gamut. It's great. I mean, this is what you get. You get to live as a volunteer. You kind of just get to live life with them. You get to drive into Franklin Estates behind the school bus, dropping them off, and you can't get past to where you need to go because the kids are everywhere and the dogs are running around and the cats and the parents are coming in and out from picking up kids at school. It's a beautiful community.
Yeah, that's amazing. How long have you been serving there now?
So 3 years. And what has been fun is, you know, I was concerned about the math thing. So I think initially when I talked to Margaret Jane, I was like, second grade and younger. Like, I can do that. You know, I can do the math for that and help them. But the need was third grade. So it was just a matter, again, that Holy Spirit nudging and saying, I'll just take the step. And so what has happened is I've had the opportunity to be with these children, third grade, fourth grade, and now they are fifth graders, which is really fun to see them grow and mature and to love Jesus. I mean, we're working on right now a piece regarding technology with these kids because they are getting ready for summer. So we're talking about, what does it look like to be bored? And what are you doing when you're bored? And how can we look at other things besides just technology? And some of the data that they've realized is as kids get older, these kids are fifth grade, and these boys, they're happy to just put those phones down and get out there and play soccer, which I love. And the encouragement is to stay with that. Just stay with that. Stay with your friends, play soccer. But as they get older, there's a little more time that they're attached to their phones and not in the relationships as much. And so as Mackenzie, who is one of the program leaders, was telling the children these numbers and encouraging them to not be as attached to your phone as you get older, one of the boys, Dylan, just said, give them a Bible. Just give them a Bible. They need Bibles. They should be reading their Bibles. And I love that. I love how they piece together the fact that Jesus is a part of this, the Bible is a big, and this is the unapologetic sharing of Christ that PATH does with their children in the program. But it happens very organically and very naturally, which I love to see too. So
that's beautiful. How could we be praying for you?
Sure. So specifically, this time of year, as we're ending the school year, tends to be a pretty restless time for our kids. And so then makes it hard on our teachers and our volunteers. So we just pray for that kind of finishing strong, I think, in school and at PATH. We start to see more kids getting in trouble, stuff like that. So just really kind of finishing strong. Our seniors that are graduating, it can be an anxiety-inducing time for a lot of seniors. It seems to be especially anxiety-inducing for our kids. And so it can be a really kind of a nervous time for them on what's their next steps. And then I would also say we have a big push for summer camp And we want all of our kids to be participating in something meaningful in the summer. And if that's camp for them, we want them to go. And we take kids to Barefoot Republic. We are kind of doing going through those signups and praying for that and for the summer that they'll have. I'd say those are three good things for now. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not aware, we have a partnership with Barefoot Republic, and Tommy is just an amazing guy. And Margaret Jane were just sharing some stories of the past, and God's doing some amazing things through our local community that we're not so aware of. And so happy to make.
We have a student who went to Barefoot last year overnight camp. Her entire being changed that week. Mm-hmm. I mean, I that's the only way I can describe it. Like, she went from this very quiet, loner, sulking kind of kid to, I mean, just this bright, effervescent, joyous kid, which comes on her face anytime anyone says the word Barefoot Republic. You guys, so there's an example of your church supporting scholarships at Barefoot Republic. Our kids get those scholarships. Mm. What it does for our students, it's kind of neat to connect that way too.
So awesome. Mm. This has been such a delight. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. And we would like to pray for you. Can we
pray for you?
Please. Can we have some of you all come up and let's lay hands on them and pray for them?
Father, I'm so grateful to hear just again how your spirit works, how your spirit prompts and guides and illuminates and transforms hearts, and how you started Path Project, how you continue to go before that, and that it's relational. And it's people loving people and being alongside each other's lives and mutually encouraging each other. And we're just so grateful to see this work happen in our community. Father, I pray if you would continue to go before them, that you would meet their needs, that people would be more aware in our community of what a beautiful community this is in our backyard that many have no idea that is even there. Mm-hmm. That we have the nations in our backyard, and we have these beautiful families that are so loving and serving, and they get to teach us so much about what community looks like, what family oriented looks like, and what an opportunity. And so, God, we're so grateful for the opportunity before us to love people. And to serve, but also to learn and to grow alongside. And so we pray that that would continue to happen and expand in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is great.
Great.
Thanks for listening to Beyond Our Walls, a podcast from Fellowship Bible Church. For more information on our outreach ministry, visit fellowshipbiblechurch.org. We'll be back soon with another episode. Until then, let's follow Jesus together and help others do the same.